How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. So today I want to talk to those who are looking for a career change, looking for what they want to do with their lives. Maybe you're just starting your career. And I want to compare a big publicly traded company on one extreme and the small startup on the other. And there's a lot of differences, a lot of characteristic differences in how they work, how they operate, how they function, what their goals are. And that makes a big difference to match with your personality type. Are you risk adverse? Do you want risk? Are you looking for the same kind of job for the next 40 years? Are you always looking for change? Are you looking for a chaotic, put out fires left and right, multitask kind of career? Are you looking for the specific defined job role? If you're looking for that conservative, if you're looking for that job that's going to be low risk, not high reward, but low reward, if you're looking for that steady job, then the publicly traded companies for you, obviously. That probably doesn't even need to be said. And if you're looking for that, high intensity, always something to do, always somewhere to help out, putting out fires, that kind of job, if you're looking for innovation, are you looking for excitement, looking for to work with younger people, then you're probably looking for that startup kind of experience. And I like the analogy of two ships. Now, the publicly traded company is like the well-established cruise liner. They have their operations down. They know how to make money. They're stable, and they're just going along, and they're just trying to hit their markers every quarter, and they're trying to avoid any icebergs that are going to cause a leak in the hull. And that's opposed to the ship that's launched with a leak in the hull, with a big hole in the hull of the boat. That's what a startup's like. It's like a big hole is in your boat, and you have a certain amount of time before you run out of the money you start with, before you run out of time and momentum and all that stuff. You have a certain amount of time to patch up that hole, get the water out, and start sailing that ship. That's what the startup life is like. So if that sounds intriguing to you, if you like that, which a lot of people do, I love that, then that might be the career choice for you. And I want to get into a fundamental difference, which I think kind of is the foundation for these big differences, is that a publicly traded company is living quarter to quarter, opposed to a startup that's living for investment round to investment round, with the end goal of finally becoming a publicly traded company, because that's when you get the big cash out. So when you have a business that is working quarter to quarter, when they're on the stock exchange, they're trying to satisfy market analysts. They're trying to report positive financials that people are expecting them to. They're expected to grow at a certain rate. They're expected to deliver certain results, and they're not supposed to waver for that. Their dividends are supposed to go up a certain amount every time, every year. They're supposed to have a certain amount of profitability. Their liquidity, their debt ratios are supposed to be a certain amount. They are just trying to hit their goals quarter to quarter, and have specific markers to hit to appease financial analysts so that people will buy their stock. And what this does and makes the company really a short-term, short-sighted kind of company, where the operations just want to hit their quarterly goals. They're not looking for innovation. They're not looking for revolutionary ways to do things. They're looking for what works, to stick with it, and to continue to grow business through sales and acquiring new customers. It is really hard in a publicly traded company to get an operation to think 3-4 years out and say, hey, we need to prepare for that now. They'll say, get out of my face, I'm trying to close deals today. And so that's the one side. And opposed to the small business who's looking to jump from round to round of investment, where it's not necessarily financial goals they're trying to hit. They're trying to find product market fit. They're trying to figure out a solution to solve. They're trying to figure out how to get more users, how to get sticky adopters, where they're just where they can have a product that's sticky, that keeps people coming back, keeps them staying on their platform. They're looking for retention rates. They're finding just ways to build traction, just month over month growth. Anything that they can find, any metrics that they can find to prove to investors with money that they have at least the plan to patch up that hole in the ship. And that requires a lot of innovation, thinking outside the box, going where no man's gone before, that kind of excitement. So if those are the things that thrill you, then the small business, it might be your cup of tea, and that might be a job that you might want to look for. If you don't want to start your own company, if you don't have the money to start your own company, there are places where you can apply for jobs that are targeting those small businesses that are looking for people to be in that organization, in that culture. Another big difference is the publicly traded company doesn't want to reinvent the wheel. So if you like consistency, if you don't like change, if you don't handle change very well, then you want to stay with the publicly traded company. Now, things do change. Publicly traded companies nowadays are forced to be more flexible because of innovation today and technology and just how it's revolutionizing industries, but it's still more consistent than what is or what you would find in a small business. A small business, you launch an MVP, a minimal viable product, and then you just start tinkering and you start trying to change things. You look for ways to improve. You look for different channels, sales channels. You look for different ways that this product can fit. What value can it bring in the private sector, in the public sector, in the charity space? You're constantly looking for ways to patch that hole. And so you're willing to try anything. You're thinking long-term. You're trying to think, where is this going to be in 5 years? How can I sell this to a company that might not see the vision of this product today, but how it can benefit them years to come? And you're constantly trying to sell that, not just to your customers, but to your investors as well. So you're constantly tinkering, trying to build, trying to improve, adding features that appeal to your customers to get that product market fit. And so it's constant change, constant innovation, and there's constant new ideas going around. Another difference is your roles. In a publicly traded company, and you got to be careful from this if you are starting in a small company and going to a bigger company, is you need to know your role. And you can get in trouble if you speak out against your role. It's very political. Granted that there's politics in everything and in small business, but it's super political in the big business where you're not going to make a marketing decision for the marketing team, and you're not going to make a decision for the legal team. You're going to make a decision for your small little team, for your small responsibility. And you can't tell people how to do things or how it should be done or come up with the idea. You have to work with them to get them to think of the idea. Usually that's how it goes. Obviously there's exceptions to it. There's some great companies that allow you to work with each other. There's some cultures where there's this collaboration attempt, but that is how it usually is in a public sector. I mean, not the public sector, publicly traded companies, opposed to a small business or a startup where that hole needs to be patched in the boat. And I don't care what your job description is. If you can help me, give me the idea and let's do it. Let's figure it out. Let's work that idea. Let's shoot holes in it. And if it works, we'll do it. I don't care if you're legal giving advice to marketing, or I don't care if you have to make a social media post as the guy who's the programmer. Whatever needs to be done by whoever can do it because you have such limited resources. So if you're somebody who doesn't like just being pinned down to one role, maybe that small business, that entrepreneurship side of the business is where you want to go. And so along with that is in the public sector, you have your defined role. You work 40, maybe 50 hours a week. Once in a blue moon, you have to work a Saturday maybe. And you have that stable, consistent job. You definitely get your lunch break. You get your 2 15-minute breaks, depending on what state you're in. And you get a competitive salary. And maybe you get some stock options. So it's a good salary, but a low reward as far as equity goes. You're not going to be getting a large share of the company or a significant share, I should say, not a large share, where it's going to pay off in the long run, opposed to a small business where you're working all the time. I mean, I've been up countless hours at 2, 3 in the morning just thinking of how to solve a problem or thinking how to deal with a customer I have to deal with the next day. or you know, answering that Facebook message so I get that quick response badge on Facebook. And on the other side of the, in the payments too, you don't get a consistent salary like you do in the publicly traded company usually. Usually you get a lower salary, the bare minimum, and you get better stock options though. So if the company ends up doing well, you probably won't own a large share of the company unless you're the one who started it with your money and things like that. But you're gonna have a payoff in the end if that's gonna make it really worth it. So it's high risk, high reward versus low risk, low reward of the publicly traded company. So if you're looking for that and you wanna try to make it big, then the small business is for you. But if you're looking for the constant, if you have a family that you're just trying to support and you feel like that's where God wants you and that just matches your personality, then the publicly traded large company is most likely the bet for you. There's a great example of just how consistent and safe a publicly traded company is opposed to a small business I wanted to share. It's two stories really, but it's a great contrast. And I was in a publicly traded company and I was working, helping a team on this one project. Luckily, I wasn't leading it. I wasn't really responsible for it, but I was just trying to help them out. And we were spending a good year on this project. We spent $1.5 million around on this project. And it just didn't work. It didn't fit. It didn't address the needs that the company had. And they decided to pull the plug. $1.5 million is out the door, basically. No one got fired. Everyone showed up the next day for work. And people went back business as usual. They worked on another project. They started a new project. And no one got fired. So, opposed to the small business, where if you would lose $1.5 million, your business would be done. I mean, if you have $1.5 million to lose, you're in a good shape. But if you would lose that kind of money, your company would be gone. You would lose your job. All that time, all that money would be out the door. And I have a great story of this. It's just a good contrast of how much time you put into a small business compared to the publicly traded company where you're working 40, 50 hours a day. Even if you're going to lose $1.5 million, you're not putting in that extra work because it's not your money. So I had a business. I started it. I had money invested into it with a co-founder of mine. And we started a company. We had this idea. We had this business model. And to bootstrap it, which is a fancy, hip way to say we were really cheap in the beginning, decided to not go to a lawyer specific in the field that we're doing business in, but a general lawyer that was our friend, so we could get big savings on the money for the legal research. And so we gave him the business plan, and he reviewed the business plan against all the state laws and the federal laws and things like that. And he said, you know what, you're good to go. And we took that as gospel. So we continued the building, and a few months later, we got towards the end of the platform being built, spending tens of thousands of dollars on building this platform. And we had to get a merchant services company to accept credit cards. And merchant services companies are on the hook legally for a lot. So they want you to make sure you're doing your due diligence. So they didn't accept that general counsel opinion. We had to go get a legal opinion from a legitimate law firm, from an international law firm. So we went and we met with a lawyer. We did the same thing with we gave them our business plan, and they came back and just said right away, this is not legal at all. That was a Friday, and one of the worst Fridays of my life. Spending all this time, all this money over months building this platform, and it was illegal. It was no good. So our team came together for the next 3 days and nights, didn't sleep, just reworking, working with the lawyers, rewriting the business plan, seeing what business model would work. How can we change this platform without spending all the rest of our money to accommodate this pivot, if you will, not true pivot in the startup world, but just kind of a change of how the business model was originally to what we could make it work legally now. And we spent 3 days and nights just restructuring and getting this right so that we could launch on time. That thing would never happen in the publicly traded company because one, it's illegal, it's against labor laws. Two, people don't have ownership like they do in the small companies that they do, or that they don't have that in the publicly traded companies that they do in the small business, because they have equity attached to their compensation. And three, they're passionate. They're usually bought into this because it's such a risk. To work for a company that has high risk, high reward, you have to believe in the product. So those are all things that really kind of give you a team dynamic, that you come in together and you have this band of brothers, and you come through and you solve problems and you work late nights, and there's no schedule, there's no job roles. You just come together and fix problems. It's super rewarding. It's super stressful. There's been times where I feel like I've been on the verge of a nervous breakdown, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. And not to say that there isn't great opportunities and great rewards in the publicly traded company. There is that too. But it's not going to be as much of a variable and as it would be in a small business, where you have a chance to make it big. It's going to be more smooth sailing, just dodging those icebergs, slowly climbing the ladder in the publicly traded company. So I hope that is a great little foundation, a quick touch point on the differences between a publicly traded company and a privately traded company. If you have any more questions about that or want me to cover anything else in more detail, please give me an email at matt@howtobuildatent.com, or you can reach me at Twitter, at Instagram, at howtobuildatent. Please subscribe. Please give us a 5-star review if you love this, love this show. That really helps us get the word out and keeps us growing. Until next time, have a great night.